Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite.
That's right. Kid Dynamite is Rob Parker on the TV theme show Thursdays. I'm kind of Billy D. Williams, somebody like that. Maybe you can call me Bingo Long, you know, traveling all stars, Rob's.
That wasn't a TV show, Chris Broussard. That was a movie. So that don't count. Let's call you.
You know what? Real talk.
I'm going to call you Arnold from Different Strokes.
No. At least give me Willis if you're going to go there.
What you talking about, Willis?
At least give me Willis.
All right.
I watched Bingo. Now, when I was a kid, my parents, my whole family, the four of us went out, my brother, my parents.
To see the movie?
To see Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars. I don't know what I was, seven? You know, you remember when that was out.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Chris, I think
Gotta be honest.
What?
I watched it a few years ago.
Terrible.
Yeah.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? I was like, wait a minute.
But wait, when we were kids, to just get to go out was all that mattered. You know what I mean?
Like,
right. It didn't matter, for real. Like, and I remember, Chris, we went in a drive-thru. I don't know if they have drive-thrus.
Bingo Long?
Yeah, I think it was a drive-thru, drive-in movie. You remember in those days?
That's a good question. Do they still have them? I've seen a few in
they had
New
a
York,
few.
Rob. I
right.
saw it set up actually on rooftops. It's not really a drive-thru,
but you know what I mean, right?
But yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, and
you watch Bingo Long.
Yeah,
in the drive-in.
Yeah, in the old drive-in, and you order food, and it was just a night out. You know, it was just something different.
You watched it. You know,
I watched it recently.
Same thing.
There's you watch movies, you remember them fondly as kids, and then you watch them again and go, oh, this was like, what was this?
Right.
That was one of them.
I think, too, at that time, it was just a black movie.
But there were black movies, though.
Richard
Pryor. I mean, you know what? Uptown Saturday Night. Cotton Comes to Harlem.
Era.
You know what I mean?
And
but there were movies.
Uptown Saturday Night still. The Uptown Saturday Night and Let's Do It Again with Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier. They stand the test of time.
No, those are good movies.
Classics.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
All right. It is TV theme song Thursday. You heard it here. And so here's the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is in the house. On the ones and twos, the star of Thursday's show, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. He's the star because Teicher's Tower of Trivia is in the third hour of the show. On the updates, you just heard him, Steve DeSager. And social media, our man, the one, the only, Elijah Sabunia. Rob, we got Nui Scruggs coming on.
Nui.
Can't wait to hear what excuse he makes for the Cowboys.
You know what? The only guy who makes better, bigger excuses for the Cowboys is Jerry Jones, other than Nui. Nui, what happened?
This should be fun. This
Speaking
be
of TV
fun.
Theme song, Chris, we could ask him, what happened, Lucy?
All right, with not that funny. Said, That's Rob, this is Adam Silver, I think, is like, what happened? Tonight, Rob, I got TNT on. And they just showed the marquee for the matchup tonight. You had Jason Tatum representing the Celtics. And, of course, you had the great LeBron James repping the Lakers. But problem is, not only is not LeBron playing, Anthony Davis isn't playing. We saw LeBron play two nights ago. And, Rob, look, LeBron is 39. He's played, obviously, the overwhelming majority of the games. This is very unfortunate. I kind of view him differently because he is so old. But I would just say this. The game to sit out would have, if you knew where we got.
Thank you, Chris. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
The game to sit out would have been that Houston game.
Or they played a bad Atlanta. Like that was the back-to-back. One of those two.
One of those two. Right. Sit out one. Now, look, are they thinking, Rob, we can get these? Like, you know, you always go in thinking we could win. So I'm not saying they just completely conceded that they would lose to Boston. But if you're looking at that, you're in a playoff race, you say, all right, let's get these two. Boston's going to be tough even if we're, you know, at our optimum. So let's get these two. And if LeBron has to rest for a game, we'll let him rest against Boston. But the bottom line is this, and I know you want to cook, so I'm about to let you go. It's just bad for the NBA. I don't want to sit here and kill LeBron. I get it at his age. But this is bad for the NBA. Again, Rob, I'm looking forward to this game tonight. Not anymore. And I still get to watch Boston and their star players and see how good they are and all that. But this was something I was looking forward to. AD and LeBron, Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And now we don't have it. So just another black eye for the NBA, Rob.
Chris, 100%. And if you're an NBA fan tonight, you should be mad as hell. And this has been going on. But at some point, when will the disrespect stop? And I'm just talking about, Chris, you just said it. Fans all over NBA America want to watch a marquee national game with the stars.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Be mad if we're selfish and we want to see good basketball with the best players in the world playing. That's what we want to see. This league has failed us as the fan base. Too many nights, Chris, it's been Christmas without gifts under the tree. We got coal in our stockings. Why? I covered the league since 1987. Chris, I told you this before. I covered every Pistons game in 2004. I never went to the arena and said, is Rasheed not going to play tonight? Is Rip not playing? Never.
Right. No, I Rob.
Am say, I right?
You're absolutely right. I had never thought of it that
Chris,
way.
Chris, never.
But you are absolutely right. It never, I was a beat writer. You know, I covered the league.
You never thought about that decades. Stuff, did you?
Never,
unless somebody
never,
was seriously hurt.
Yep. Never until recently did it even cross your mind that, oh, so-and-so is not going to play just for rest. And again, LeBron's a little different.
Right.
We get that, but still.
But, Chris.
It's not even just this game. It's just over and over it happens. You're right, Rob. That's a great point. I hadn't thought of it that way.
I just don't remember it. And now Never. It's always we're planning for a night. Okay, I'm going to watch the game. There's nothing else going on, Chris. It's February. There's nothing. Well, I'm just talking about we want to watch NBA basketball. Can we watch a good game?
Well, this is where, and to your point, there's no football for 2 weeks.
Right.
This is when people start getting ready for the basketball season, right? Like, everybody talks about Christmas Day. That's a great day for the NBA. I know now the NFL is kind of still in that. But, Rob, this is when it's like, okay, football's about to end. We've got one game left. Let's get ready for the NBA. The playoffs will be in a few months. And people start paying attention. And, Rob, this is a week. you could start stealing some eyeballs that you haven't been getting
at
over the past few months.
100%. And this is another one of those, as you said earlier, a black eye for the league. And Chris, if I'm a TV executive at TNT or ESPN and I got to have a boatload of money, I got to look at the last few years and said, boy, did we get cheated? Have we been cheated on these national games? We're paying top dollar and we're getting dog food instead of a filet mignon. That's what we're getting. And I'm not trying to disrespect the rest of the players, but this has been happening time and time again. And at some point, somebody might bow out, Chris, and say, we can't, you know what, go to Amazon Prime. Go to one of these other things, because we're not going to pay top dollar to have national games without the national stars, without the people that we're trying to see.
No.
This is disgusting.
That's not an overstatement. I mean, because again, and obviously I love the NBA, but it's just so many letdowns now. It's so many letdowns.
How many times have you said you were looking forward to a game, Chris, as we were doing the show, and then you look up and go, oh, God, they're not playing?
Because that's the thing. If you know players are hurt, you're not, you know, you understand that and you don't get up for the game. But when you get up for the game and then a few hours before, you find out, oh, so-and-so's not playing and he's clearly not hurt, then it's just, look, Rob, and I like Adam Silver. You know, I know him from back in the day when he was the deputy commissioner to Stern. But David Stern wouldn't put up with this.
Chris, we already know it.
Rob, you cover Stern too. He wouldn't put up for this.
There's no doubt in my mind they wouldn't allow the league to get to this point. And you got partners. You can't keep doing this. Even the idea that they had to put in the minimum game for awards tells you how bad it had gotten.
No, yeah.
Like,
I voted last year, and I was like, usually I wouldn't even consider you for something if you'd only play like 58 games.
But they had to do it.
It was so many. So many of the best players had only played that much that it was like, well, I guess I have to overlook that, you know? And, yeah, you're right. I mean, we like the rule just because it does encourage guys to play, but you shouldn't have to have that rule.
You shouldn't have to. Now, Chris, here's my question to NBA fans and NBA America. How do you feel? Is it a disrespect to the fan base? Is it tone deaf to the fan base? Do you know what I mean? Where they just don't understand. I want to say they should understand it, but maybe they just don't.
The players?
Yeah, like the players just, like, they don't get it. They don't understand, like, people are paying their hard-earned money. People are invested. Why should we care?
Right.
Why should we invest our time and energy?
I think it's because they've started to get away with it. And then it's always easier. It's human nature to just take the easier route. Wouldn't you agree with that? Like, everybody doesn't do it, but it's human nature to take the easier road. If the fans are still coming,
right,
if the league doesn't push back, then, hey.
I'm getting paid, right?
Right,
Chris, when you start
still getting the same amount of money.
How do you get somebody's attention? Start docking the money and see if you told people you sat out, Chris, with an injury, you have to lose a game check. Don't tell me that they wouldn't be playing, most of those guys.
No,
they would
right,
be.
Right. And you and I have talked about it, like the baseball rule, maybe, where if you miss one game, like again, I hate to use LeBron as an example. I do feel he's a little different since he's in his 21st
But you know
year.
What I'm saying.
But for the sake of discussion, right, if LeBron was sat out tonight when we know he's not hurt,
he'd have to miss the next
Saturday,
three.
And then miss the next three games. I bet he'd have been playing tonight.
And that's what baseball, you go on the disabled list, the IL, the 10 day, right? Where you got to miss, Chris, 10 days. So this way, if somebody's really hurt, then they get a chance to recover.
If you're really hurt, that's not going to bother
you. Then it's not going to kill you. But if you aren't hurt and you're just taking a night off, you got to think real hard, can we afford LeBron to miss four games? And if he were to take 3 days off, Chris, he would miss 12 games in the season.
Right.
Ain't no way he would take 3 days off if he was going to miss 12.
Well,
no way.
Especially if you keep the 65-game rule.
Yep.
Right? Because then it's like, man – And I get it. Unfortunately, there are guys that are legitimately hurt, and this is not about being legitimately hurt. Right. This is about when you're not hurt, just taking rest days. And I got to say this, Rod, because I've heard it from too many people inside the league, and I do believe it. It's not always the player. Could LeBron say, I'm playing tonight? Of course. But a lot of times, these are the teams, and their trainers, their doctors, they're telling them, you got to have rest days. I heard a story of Blake Griffin arguing, like at the top of his lungs with the Clippers at one point, where he wanted to play and they wanted him to rest because he was recovering kind of from knee surgery or knee injury. And so it's not always the players, but still, at the end of the day, it's just a bad look for the league, and they have to do something to get it under control. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Today's just another example. LeBron and AD are out. It's not even so much focusing on LeBron. We all get it where he's at in his career as far as his age. But how fed up are you with so many of the top players missing these big marquee games on TV various nights? And what do you think can or should be done? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviewing unqualified candidates. Instead, move on up to the pros. Go to ExpressPros.com to find a location near you. That's ExpressPros.com. 877-99 on Fox. NBA players missing games for rest. Your thoughts?
And together we'll be fine.
What?
All right. 877.
I think we got breaking news.
Do we?
We got breaking news. Yeah.
Steve DeSager.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Update from the Philadelphia 76ers on the left knee of Joel Embiid.
Uh-oh.
They have had the MRI. It's an injury to the lateral meniscus. He's out at least through the weekend, and they'll use this week with medical staff and specialists to devise a treatment plan. That is even not finalized at this point. But already he's missing the late game tonight at Utah. That'll be 13 games out and counting on his season. Back to you.
Well, and yeah, I mean, obviously he's not gonna reach the 65 games, but that's not the main concern right now. Rob, I guess this is, at least according to the doctors on X, Twitter, it's 4 to 6 weeks if he doesn't have to get surgery. Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. And 4 to 6 months if he needs surgery.
So, this is the same meniscus, right, from 2020.
Is that the same one, Rob G?
2017, you know? Yeah, Chris. He missed 37 games that year, so it's not good news.
They should first do what's best for him. If it means surgery, unfortunately, but so be it. But if he's able to, you know, if they say you don't need surgery, Joel, my advice, Rob, take your time, get yourself right. Because to be fair, Rob, to be honest, I know he's thinking MVP, and I get that. Every player, every individual wants the accolades. But get right for the playoffs, if you still can play this season, right? Get right for the playoffs, because, Rob, that's all we really care about with Embiid. Another MVP is not going to move people the way a deep playoff run from him in which he plays great does. So that would be my advice to him. Don't rush yourself back.
No doubt. I'm with you.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. You can comment on MB or the player sitting out if you want, either way.
All right, let's start with Josh in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
How y'all boys doing?
Good. How are you?
We're good, bro.
I'm pretty good. Pretty good, pretty good. All right, it's so many directions I can go with this, but I'm going to stick on Adam Silver. This is what you get when you piggyback off of David Stern and kind of ruin everything that he established, from not nipping this stuff in the bud with the load management to not properly punishing these guys when they mess up, Ja Morant and others. And now what I feel like is in 30 years, because we got all these blowouts too, there's no defense, but in 30 years, the league is not going to be what we think it will be. It's oversaturated, and they got it, you know, these big TV deals that make it look like it's doing well. But I think a lot of the enthusiasts of basketball that buy those tickets and buy those courtside seats and everything, that's where they're going to be hurt. And the NFL is ramping up. They're doing what they're doing. But I want to blame Adam Silver for this. And I also want to say, Rob, you had a great idea. I think that if they start docking these games for these players, these prima donnas that sit over here, knowing they got guaranteed contract, guaranteed money, and they can sit out however long they want to, if they start docking them for these games, you might have a different response.
Yeah. I mean, you know that whenever you hurt people in the pocketbook, it changes things, and people really got to think about it. Is that Ron in Missouri? Oh, he dropped. Okay, Alex in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
I'm chilling. So here's my thing. So you know how in the NFL they got the injury list and they got to report it, a couple days before the game or whatever it is?
Right.
The NFL has the option to change the game. They do the switches or whatever it is. How come the NBA can't adopt something like that?
No, I was thinking about that today, actually.
To be honest with you, tonight, I mean, I'm a basketball fan, but I'm a diehard Knicks fan. But to be honest with you, I wanted to watch the Lakers-Celtics game. LeBron, AD, the whole, you know what I mean? That's history right there, you know. I'd rather watch the Pacers and the Knicks tonight than the Lakers and
There's just a problem with
it.
Chris,
ahead,
you already know. Chris did it. Chris did national games with his sideline. You can't – it sounds good – you can't have four different crews all over the country. You've committed to Mike Breen, right?
Right.
Guys.
You could do it, you would have to know probably 3 days in advance. So, Mike Breen and
Doris Burke.
Doris Burke and the crew.
They got a right.
They were flying into Boston tonight. So you would have to have known maybe Tuesday at the latest.
Yeah, you can't.
So now instead of flying into Boston, they fly into Indiana or New York or wherever Chicago, wherever the next big game is.
Chris, and you know
this
too.
That's the thing, yeah.
The expense of the crew that goes on to put those national games on.
And that right, it's just not, hey, we got a microphone and a TV camera. I mean, you have trucks
that come from Bristol that drive for a week to get there with all the equipment and set everything up. It ain't like
you can't do it.
It's not a local game where they got three cameras. It's a national game,
right? Because what they would, I mean, what he's proposing would be like if you just said, oh, let's go to Charlotte, Chicago night. That's a bigger game, but. You would have the local announcers. It wouldn't have all the, you know, bells and whistles of the NBA, 100%. You know, the TV game. So, yeah, it you can't do it. You'd have to know several days in advance. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Unfortunate breaking news about Joel Embiid. I think Steve DeSager's going to let us in on that. And then we got Nui Scruggs joining us.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is an Emmy Award-winning TV show sports host on NBC Dallas-Fort Worth. Friend of the show, the great Nui Scruggs. Nui, what's up, bro?
12-time Emmy winner, sir. 12-time.
12-time. Not bad for a 40-year career.
That's nice.
Huh?
that ain't bad at all. But this is bad. You were texting me throughout the season, Dak, MVP is Dak. Every time Dak had a good game, MVP is Dak. What happened to Dak, man?
Okay, well, now, I never
in the playoffs, that one game, what happened?
I never said MVP.
What were you saying? He's better than Purdy? Is that it?
No, my question when I said about Purdy was, is Purdy the best player on his own offense, which I don't think he was. It was run CMC. That's what I was saying.
I don't think Dak is either, though. CD and Zach Martin.
Zach Martin going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I get it.
So, I mean,
McCaffrey might too.
All right, so let's go
but
to
– But anyway, what happened to Dak?
Yeah, what happened to Dak? And
what are they
going to
do with him
exactly.
in the future? Yeah.
Not just Dak, the entire team.
No, but we're talking about Dak. We're talking about Dak.
From top to bottom. And the quarterback is a reflection of stunk. Melted in the big moment. There's no excuse. There's nothing there. I mean, he just did not get this thing done. This was a failure all day long. And we can talk all day long about, you know, the regular season. He was all pro, best season ever. When it needed to happen, it came up small. The team came up small. And sadly, dude, I've just seen this happen for 28 years.
Right.
It's year 28 of failure.
But let me ask you this, Nui, if it wasn't a contract thing, you know what I mean, where they're hooked in and there's no way of escaping, you know, and having to they have to extend them because – you know, their salary cap situation would blow up in their face and they have no other choice. If it wasn't about that and the money, do you believe they would move on from him if they could?
No, because the owner loves the quarterback. And being here when Troy ended up leaving, I was there on the sidelines when LeVar Arrington hit him and knocked him out and ended his career. They wandered the desert with Quincy Carter,
yep.
Tony Banks, Ryan Leaf, Clint Sterner.
Yeah, but it's not. What's the difference between that and now?
But let me finish, Rob. So then he hit on Romo. And when he hit on Romo, he had said, I will never be without a franchise quarterback again. Romo got hurt. Dak ends up taking over. He's got a franchise quarterback who just finished second team all pro. He's not going to move on from him. And as far as the money goes, this is Jerry's fault. If you want to look at the cut, he gave his agent all of the leverage here, so he has no choice. And at the Senior Bowl, he talked about, well, we're going to go all in. You can't go all in and bring in free agents and renegotiate contracts unless you reduce Dak's number down. So the owner loves the quarterback, said so once again, a contract is going to get done and extended because this is what the organization and Jerry decided to do when they gave him that deal.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I think this is you're saying it on Dak. I mean, yeah, they should sign him. I mean, it'd be nice if he gave him a little hometown discount.
Good luck.
And he might not. And it's his right. I'm just saying he didn't deliver. If he said, look, instead of giving me $58 million a year, give me 50, that'd be good, you know, but I don't know that he will or not. But what'd you think of the decision to bring back McCarthy And to me, he's starting next season on a hot seat. I mean, and not just because his contract is the last year. And do you think you heard Belichick say, or Jerry say the other day,
I could work
he
with
thinks
him.
He could work with Belichick. Do you think that if it doesn't go well this upcoming season, that that's a real possibility, Belichick?
All right. The man been on the hot seat for the last 2 years. 2 years ago, it was like, hey, man, Sean Payton, come take the job, Sean Payton. So they won 12 games, won a playoff game, and he got to keep the job. And so this year, you get right back to it, and, you know, you win 12 games, you win the division, you lose, and people like, fire the guy, go hire Bill Belichick. This is a part of him having the job. And I'll also say this. Mike put himself in this situation because he did not win. If you win the two games, then nobody's talking about, hey, right, you're going to go be a lame duck. You get a contract extension. So he did this to himself. It is not an unfamiliar territory for Jerry Jones. Jason Garrett had the last two contracts he had. He went all the way to the end.
Right.
So this is not unfamiliar territory. Here's the issue I find for Mike McCarthy, especially now that Dan Quinn is leaving. Who does Dan Quinn take with him, and who wants to come coach the Cowboys knowing the head coach is on a one-year?
It's a lame duck, right. Like, I'm not moving my family to Dallas. I might be here for 1 year.
What do you think about the possibility of Belichick if something does happen with McCarthy, you know, next season, next year?
I don't know. I mean, once again, here's the thing. How does it end? So many of these things with Jerry depends on context. And you look at some of the guys who decided to go back to their jobs, or Bobby Slowick, Ben Johnson, there's going to be some younger talent out there. And depending on how some of these younger coaches do, again, I mean, you saw what D'Amico Ryans did down there in Houston.
Right.
You've seen how Mike McDaniels has been able to do well in Miami. Jerry may decide to go that route. And, oh, by the way, Steven's going to have a play in this as well. One of the biggest fans in the building of Mike McCarthy is Steven Jones.
Yeah, but then at some point, you got to have results. You could be the biggest fan. I mean, you can't say, I don't know how you could be the Cowboys, look at last season, and feel good for like one iota, one ounce, one scintilla, that anything, despite winning the division, despite the 12 wins, that's all good and well. But you got annihilated at home against the youngest team in the league.
Seventh seed, yep.
Yeah, and, oh, by the way, this is the same team that beat you the year before when you had a 14-point lead. It's not good. They know fans are hot. And you got a bunch of fans jumping off the bandwagon. Mike McCarthy was grilled, and then Mike said that old crazy thing where, you know, we got a championship program. We just ain't won a world championship. And I'm like, damn, bro.
They just city champs.
Right, we're hanging NFC East banners up in here. What are you talking about? Read the room.
What are you, the Lions now? What are you, the Lions?
Right.
We ain't even, what you talking about? No, they not even the Lions, because the Lions got to play for NFC championship. So they're not even that. That hasn't happened since the Clinton administration.
I know. How crazy is that? That's crazy.
I think Nui, what they need to beef up the defense size-wise a little bit. You know, it's obviously a good defense. And then I think they need a back, you know, that can take some hits, that'll free up Pollard. Because we talked about it before, and you were saying this, and you and others, that Pollard probably couldn't take that pounding a full season. And he, obviously, we know he declined. He was okay. He wasn't bad. But he wasn't what you were used to. Do you think, I don't know the cap situation, is Derrick Henry on their list, or do you think they just, or is getting a bigger running back that can complement Pollard on their list?
Okay, first off, I think this is the admission that you guys want to say, Nui, you were right about Zeke. You can say I was right about
Zeke. No, you made a good point about it. Now, Zeke obviously has declined, but you're right. You were right. I'll give you credit for that.
Yeah, but he couldn't help you, though.
I was saying before the season, you could have brought him back. He wasn't going to be the old Zeke, but he still would have helped Pollard because he would have taken some hits.
They didn't listen to Skip Pete, the running back coach they let go, who went down to Miami and did a really good job. Skip Pete said, you cannot just have Tony Pollard back there, make him a lead dog. He needs to be a part of a dual back situation. So as far as Derrick Henry goes, I don't see that happening. To me, if I'm the Cowboys, go ahead and draft somebody. You saw what Detroit did. Detroit got a lot of criticism, but they went out there and they got a back to help them. I think a guy like, let's say, DeAndre Swift. I don't think DeAndre Swift goes back to Philadelphia because I sure enough wouldn't want to be a running back with Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore won't run the ball enough. But find a guy who can give you a little bit of speed out there and see what else you can do. But I don't even know if Tony Pollard comes back, to tell you the truth. mean, he's done getting $10 million a year, so I don't know what they do, but it's clearly it's a situation that has to happen. But, Chris, you hit on the nose. This defensive line has been bad for 3 years. They get enough smoke and mirrors. They can't do it anymore. They really need to get on the phone with Chris Jones, a Kansas City free agent.
You're right.
They need to go get a guy like that back because their D-line is terrible. You want to beat the Cowboys, everybody knows what the blueprint is. You run on them.
Because if Jones wins another Super Bowl, shoot, go get paid. You know what I mean? He gonna want to go get paid wherever it is. So yes. I feel you on that.
All right.
All right, that's our man, Nui Scruggs. Great stuff as always,
brother. Appreciate you, Nui.
Good catching up with you, man.
All right, fellas. Be well.
All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. That's where you can enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping when you enter the code America. GoodRanchers.com, code America, American meat. Delivered. All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, last night, 2-1. Not bad.
Wow.
Portland winning last night. That's the one that stopped me, but I've hit five of my last six bets on Shekel City. Here we go tonight. Where we start with the – I have the Celtics minus 14.5, Chris, taking on the Lakers in Boston. That makes sense, doesn't it? Would you take that bet?
It does. Yeah. I mean, you never know. They are at home. They're 22-2 at home. They're going to win, but, you know, sometimes – you take a team lightly or a team might play out of its mind when its stars aren't there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be a little concerned. That's obviously a high line, but they're going to definitely win.
Right. I just think that sometimes in those situations, you're afraid, but then they blow them out. You know what I mean? They're up by 10, and then they wind up winning by 18 or something. All right. Also, I got Cleveland minus 8.5, Chris. That's coming up tonight, minus 8.5.
Who they playing?
The Memphis. So that's in Memphis. Cleveland minus 8.5. Cleveland's been hot, real hot. And then I got the 76ers plus 5.5, Chris, at Utah. I know no Embiid. I'll still take them plus 5.5. Utah 24-25, but I'll take Philly there. So I got Philly plus 5.5, Cleveland minus 8.5. And I got the Boston minus 14.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you have it. Rob, quickly, let's talk about Joel Embiid. Unfortunate news, torn meniscus in the left knee. He was, Rob, I think Nikola Jokic is the best player in the world. But Embiid was having the best season. Would you agree with that? Leading the league and
so
scoring
far.
35.
Yeah, so far he was.
He was phenomenal. It's the best I've ever seen him play. And obviously he's had a great career. But this was on another level. We all know he scored 70 the other night. And I hope he can play this year, Rob. He's got to do what's best for him. If he needs surgery, then obviously do that and get him next season. But if he's able to play this year, I just want him to take his sweet time. And I know, Rob, he wanted to win the MVP again. You know, he knows a lot of people were saying Jokic should have got it, and then he didn't deliver in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, that was the other one, right. So he wanted to come out and say, see, I really did deserve this. I earned it, blah, 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 blah.
And he was doing it. But he obviously doesn't have a chance to do that now. But even if he did, Rob, would you agree with me? Like, that's not going – yeah, it's nice to have. And when you're retired, you could say I have two MVPs instead of one. But right now, Rob, his detractors only want to see what he does in the playoffs. Agree with that?
Yeah, because we've already seen. We know he's a great player.
Yep.
So it's just that and you can't shrink, Chris – where your scoring average is 10 points less in the postseason.
No,
like that,
no.
Like, you know, I get it. It could go down a little. 10 points, that's a different player.
Right.
Right?
Part of the reason it goes down is because he's banged up a lot, you know, and you could see him not like when he's banged up, you could tell he's laboring. His game looks lazy, even as he's still effective. And so I would just say, man, get right. And if you can come back for the playoffs, that would be awesome. Or, you know, maybe a little before. But the bottom line is get right. Because if he comes back and he's not 100% or close to it, he's not going to be able to help Philly get over the hump anyway. So get as healthy as he can.
No, you
got to
get right. Yeah, no, this guy's had too many injuries in his career.
Right.
You can't jeopardize your long-term career trying to get back and play. And Chris, he's already missed enough games that it ain't going to happen anyway.
Right.
So what would be the point, right? He's missed enough already.
No doubt.
And the last time he had this, he missed 37 games. So the MVP thing is over. What would you be coming back for?
Right. Take your time and see if you can get right for the playoffs. Obviously, Philly's going to take a step back. I think they are the number two seed right now. They're not going to be that when he gets back. That's for darn sure. They had already fallen, yeah, because they went on that losing streak. They lost four straight.
They're
the fifth seed, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see where their season goes. He's obviously missed a lot of these games. Where are they at when he gets back, if indeed it's this season? All right, we got 2 hours left. The iCouple, Chris and Rob, y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.